Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning via Zoom, I have the Executive Director of Alaska Heat Smart, Andy Romanoff, here to talk about heat pumps and some of the truth and dispelling some of the myths behind them as a way to keep ourselves here cozy here in Southeast Alaska. Andy, thanks for joining me this morning.
Erin, thank you so much. Really happy to be here today.
So just as a start, what is a heat pump for those who might not be up to date with these newfangled technologies?
Right. Well, number one, they're not newfangled. They may be new to you or maybe new to some homeowners in Alaska, but they're extremely popular worldwide and are rapidly becoming the default heating system across the globe. We're playing catch up here in Alaska and in the States, but essentially a heat pump is the latest and greatest home heating system that one can buy and install in their home. And in short, it's like a refrigerator in reverse. A heat pump will grab heat from outside your home and move it inside your home. That's pretty simple. And your fridge does that, right? Your fridge is cold on the inside. It's warm behind it if you stick your hand behind your fridge. So a fridge is a heat pump. It takes thermal energy from inside the box and moves it out to the back into your home. And a heat pump will do that incredibly efficiently, move heat into your home. Conversely, can move heat out of your home, and it's an air conditioner at the same time.
Awesome. So yeah, two for one deal with a heat pump, a heating and a cooling system.
Two for one deal is right. And you know, often it's confusing to people. It's like, wait a minute, it's called a heat pump, but it's an air conditioner too. And increasingly in Alaska, that's becoming one of the motivators, especially up north in interior Alaska, where you get 90, 100 degree days in the summer. A heat pump is an incredibly inexpensive way to cool your home. I have one. I run the AC maybe 10 times a summer. You know, when it hits 70 degrees and I start sweltering, I turn on the AC.
Excellent. So you said this is a pretty darn popular way to heat and cool homes that we're just now getting around to here in Alaska. How has it been looking in with new builds and stuff? Is this the main heating element that's being put into new builds, or is this mainly something that's going to be, is a retrofit?
It's all the above, Erin. It's really great to see that in almost new construction, be it Ketchikan, I'm assuming in Sitka, I don't know for sure, in Sitka, I know Petersburg, Juneau, a lot of places up north, heat pumps are now the default heating system being installed in new construction. It's incredibly easy to put them in new construction. Whole home systems are available. They work great in almost all environments, and they're tremendously inexpensive to operate. I mean, a fraction of the cost of any oil-based system, any propane-based system, even a lot cheaper than firewood. Of course, a lot cheaper than electric resistance. So yeah, new construction for sure. But existing homes, they're going in left and right. Most contractors cannot keep up. I think if you were to talk to some of the contractors in Sitka, you would find that they're busy, right? They're not lacking for business. Mm-hmm. The more people learn about heat pumps and what they can do for their homes and their wallets, and if they're concerned, the environment, heat pumps are just, they're just a no-brainer.
Awesome. So when you were saying, let's go some of the myths about heat pumps of, or if you have an existing home, you want to replace it with your heating system with a heat pump, that it's really expensive to do so, to put in a whole new system. How expensive really is it?
Great question. And that is definitely one of the myths that's out there, is that these things are tremendously expensive. They can be, of course, just like, it'd be like saying that cars are expensive. Mm. Well, you can get a cheap car out there. You can get a good, inexpensive car, or you can pay a whole lot of money for a nice car. That has all the bells and whistles. Same with heat pumps. There's all sorts of models of heat pumps, all sorts of systems that can be installed in any kind of a space, any kind of a home. What's really common in Sitka is a home that's heated by a Toyo or a Monitor diesel stove. And then in the back bedrooms and bathrooms, you've got electric resistance heat. So you've already got electric in the rooms that, you know, maybe are kept cooler, maybe have the heat on and off more or less. And then your primary living space heated by a diesel stove. Super easy to swap that thing out with a heat pump. Keep the electric resistance in the back. Run the heat pump at one third the cost of your oil burning diesel stove, and you know, pays for itself pretty quickly in that way. And so that's a real simple system, a 1-to-1 air source heat pump. Maybe run you between $7,000 to $9,000 up front. We'll talk about tax credits and incentives to make that cost come way down in just a little bit. So definitely want to get to that. But maybe you want a whole home system. Maybe you have an oil boiler and your whole entire home is heated by a heat pump. Well, if you've got zones and you can, again, put in a one-to-one air source heat pump in your primary living space and heat your dining, living, kitchen area with one head, one heat pump, and just use oil for your back rooms. Well, you cut your oil use in half and maybe you're going to save $2,000 a year on your heating bills. We see families saving up to $4,000 a year on heating bills, big oil burning homes. What's really important to know, though, is that not every home is heat pump ready. Right. So an oil burning system will crank out heat at, I don't know what temperature, 180 degrees or something. So quickly heat your home, pumps out super hot heat. Heat pumps put out lower heat, like 117, 120 degrees, which of course is more than enough to heat a home. But if your home's leaky, if you need insulation work, if it's drafty, single pane windows, holes in the roof or whatever, you probably want to tighten up the envelope, as they say, secure the place, insulate it better, so you can hold that heat in and get the maximum benefit from the heat pump.
Right. So that's not necessarily saying that some homes just it doesn't work to have a heat pump. It's just there might be needing some extra steps might need to be made to make your home more efficient, to tighten up that envelope before you put a heat pump in.
It, it's very rare that a home will not benefit from a heat pump, especially in a place like Sitka where electrical costs are so low. They come down in the winter, they go up in the summer, but you're using it less in the summer. So for 12 or 13 cents a kilowatt hour in the winter months, you're going to spend, well, heck, I live in Juneau. I heat my home 12 months a year, 1,550 square feet, two floors, $500. That's my heating bill for the year.
That's a lot lower than the the $4,000 you might pay for an oil stove.
That's a 1983 leaky home. And I was spending $2,000 a year on oil before that. So I'm down 75%.
Awesome. So, oh yeah. So talking about using it in the winter, that it's the theory that heat pumps, they're not as efficient. They're good at mild climates. They're not really good when it gets chilly.
All depends on what you get. And it's really important. And that's one thing that Alaska HeatSmart does is work with homeowners to ensure they know what they need to get. What are called cold climate heat pumps. And really, there's no other system that should be installed in Alaska. Maybe southern Alaska, Prince of Wales, down in the Ketchikan area where it doesn't really get all that cold more than a few days a year, could possibly be fine with warm climate units. But a cold climate unit can pull heat into your home down as low as negative 13 Fahrenheit. So that's what I have in my Juneau home. It gets down about 5 degrees in my kind of leaky home. I may need to turn on one electric resistance baseboard to supplement. But you want to make sure you're getting the right equipment. And if you do that, there is no reason why that unit cannot heat your home adequately. They're tremendous devices. They're improving all the time. There's new models supposedly coming out down to negative 22 Fahrenheit, pulling heat. And the way they can do that briefly is that the chemical in them, the refrigerant, is negative 40 degrees, just like your refrigerator. So if it's 0 degrees outside and the device is negative 40, you got a 40 degree thermal gradient, and you can grab that 40 degrees, move it into your house.
Man, and so how does it work then in comparison to, is this, are heat pumps better for smaller homes, for smaller spaces to heat, or if you have a larger home, would it still work?
Well, look at the library in Sitka, right? It's all heat pump heated, right? That's a big space, and it's all heat pumps. I think the Blatchley Middle School, which had a failing heat pump system 15 years ago, an old system, poor equipment installed improperly. I think, if I remember right, they've got a new system now heated by heat pumps. So a big building, heat pump heated. You can heat any space. Just depends on what sort of equipment you're going to install. Lots and lots of large spaces heated by heat pumps. Supermarkets in Juneau heated by heat pumps. Buildings, large buildings, the airport heated by heat pumps. It's possible. So if you have a small space, you get a small heat pump. If you have a big space, you get a larger system. Yeah. Very adaptable, very flexible.
Excellent. So someone, let's say you're in a medium-sized home, you're like, maybe it's time to kick out that Toyo stove. What's going to be some of the first steps they take to look to see if a heat pump will work for them?
First step, we highly recommend the first step is calling Alaska Heat Smart at 957-2943, or go to akheatsmart.org and sign up for what is essentially our free home heat pump assessment, our home energy assessment. And in the process, we help homeowners understand their home, its energy needs, its heating needs, and what sort of options they have for adding a heat pump to their home. What's going to work with their boiler? What's going to work with their Toyo? What's going to work with their baseboards? What will work? What will it cost? How much will they save? How long will it take to pay it off? We figure all that out for you. And then you're not calling a contractor and saying, yeah, I heard about heat pumps. Can you tell me more? And the contractor rolls their eyes because they just want to install equipment. Instead, you call the contractor and you say, you know what? I had this energy assessment from Alaska Heat Smart. I want a 15K Daikin Aurora system. I want it installed here. It's going to work this way. And what are you going to charge me for it? And so it puts you in the driver's seat. So that's the first step. Call us, or go to our website and sign up for a home energy assessment. For those with more money, for homes that are worth 150% more than the median value in Sitka, we do charge a small fee to pay for our Sitka staffers' time and energy in creating the report and doing the work. But that's the first step. The second step is talking to the staff at Alaska Heat Smart to understand what financial incentives are available. There's lots of money available to almost all homeowners to make it easier to buy one of these things. So if you pay $7,000, you get a $2,000 tax credit off your 1040 when you file your taxes. Now you're down to five. If you're under certain income levels, we have our Clean Heat Incentive Program, which can give you up to $2,500 more off the price. We currently are running a Sitka Tribe of Alaska program, which is closed now for applicants, but that program may, for many, pay for the entire system outright.
Wow.
We also have our Alaska Carbon Reduction Fund, which for lower income oil burning families will pay for the system again outright in Sitka. All these are documented on our page, akheatsmart.org. And soon we're going to be rolling out another program called our ACES program, which will offer financial incentives to nearly everybody from $4,000 all the way to $8,000 towards getting a heat pump in your home. So one, learn what you need. Two, figure out the savings you can get and the ways you can get that savings. And three, make it happen.
Excellent. Oh, that's only three steps. Anyone can do that.
Like I said, it's a no-brainer. It really is pretty simple.
Awesome. And yeah, to have an energy assessor, like you have staff here in Sitka, so it's not necessary. You can talk to folks on the phone, you can go online, but you can actually talk to someone in person too, if that's going to
In
help.
person, and they will come to your home and perform this energy assessment analysis, help you understand what you have, what you need, and how you can move forward. And
Awesome.
if you have heard the bad rumors, oh, it doesn't work in the cold, or it's cost me so much money, it's probably the wrong system. It's probably an undersized system, an oversized system, or it's a warm climate model. We get calls all the time. This thing isn't working. Like, well, what do you have? Oh, yeah, well, that's not designed for Alaska. You got the wrong system. You were
Got it.
sold proper system, and here's how you can correct it.
Perfect. Yeah, so take the guesswork out of it. If you're interested in a heat pump, you don't have to do all that crazy research. That's what you guys are for, to make it to streamline the process and make it accessible to folks.
Exactly. Yep. We'll do
Excellent.
it for you. Just get in touch.
Excellent. Well, Andy Romanoff, thank you for coming on this morning for the morning interview. If folks are interested in learning more about getting a heat pump installed or just more about the program, they can go to akheatsmart.org or call 907-957-2943. Andy, thanks again for coming on this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome, Aaron. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.